October 6, 1924, how the divine will is in the creature-like heartbeat in the center of the soul. I was fusing myself in the holy divine will, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, how beautiful it is to see a soul fusing herself in my will." As she fuses herself in it, the created heartbeat takes its place and life in the uncreated heartbeat, and forms a single one, running and beating together with the uncreated heartbeat. This is the greatest happiness of the human heart, to palpitate in the eternal heartbeat of its creator. My will makes it fly, and the human heartbeat flings itself into the center of its creator. Then I said to him, "Tell me, my love, how many times does your will go around through all creatures?" And Jesus, "My daughter, in each heartbeat of creature my will forms its complete round through all of creation." And just as the heartbeat in the creature is continuous, and if the heartbeat ceases, life ceases, in order to give divine life to all creatures, my will, more than heartbeat, goes around and forms the heartbeat of my will in every heart. See, then, how my will is in every creature, as primary heartbeat, because her own is secondary. And if I feel any heartbeat of creature, it is by virtue of the heartbeat of my will. Even more, my will forms in her two heartbeats, one for the human heart, as life of the body, and one for the soul, as heartbeat and life of the soul. But do you want to know what this heartbeat of my will does in the creature? If she thinks, my will runs and circulates like blood in the veins of the soul, and gives her the divine thought, that she may put aside the human thought and give the place to the words of my will. If she works, if she walks, if she loves, my will wants the place of her work, of her step, of her love. The love and the jealousy of my will in the creature is so great that, while it palpitates, if the creature wants to think, it becomes thought. If she wants to look, it becomes eye. If she wants to speak, it becomes word. If she wants to work, it becomes work. If she wants to walk, it becomes foot. If she wants to love, it becomes fire. In sum, it runs and wanders through every act of the creature in order to take its primary place, which is due to it. But to our greatest sorrow, the creature denies it this place of honor, and gives place to her human will. And my will is forced to remain in the creature as if it had no thought, no eye, no word, no hands, no feet, unable to carry out the life of my will in the center of the soul of the creature. What sorrow! What highest ingratitude! But do you want to know who gives me free field and lets my will operate as heartbeat of life within her soul? One who lives in my will. Oh, how well does my will carry out its life, becoming thought of her thought, eye of her eye, word of her mouth, heartbeat of her heart, and so with all the rest. Oh, how quickly we understand each other with one who is living in my will. And my will obtains the intent of forming its life in the soul of the creature. And not only in the creature with reason does my will hold its primary place, being like heartbeat which, giving circulation to the life of the soul, runs to give life to all the acts of the creature, but in all created things my will holds its primary place and circulates as heartbeat of life, from the tiniest created thing, up to the greatest one. And none of them can move from the power and immensity of my will. It becomes life of the blue heavens, maintaining their celestial color ever new and vivid. Nor can it fade, change or turn pale, because my will wanted it to be so, and once it has been established, my will does not change. My will is the life of the light and of the heat of the sun, and with its heartbeat of life it preserves its light and heat ever equal and alive, keeping it immobile in my will, unable to move, to grow or to decrease in the good it must do to all the earth. My will is life of the sea, and forms the murmuring of its waters, the darting of the fish, the roaring waves. Oh, how my will shows off the power it contains within itself, and it carries out its life with such great majesty and absolute dominion in the created things, that neither can the sea do without murmuring, nor can the fish do without darting. Even more, I could say that it is my will to murmur in the sea, it is my will to dart in the fish, it is my will to form the waves. And with its roaring, it makes all hear that its life is there present, which can do anything it likes the best. My will is heartbeat of life in the bird that warbles, in the cheeping of the chick, in the lamb that bleats, in the turtle dove that moans, in the plants that vegetate, in the air that everyone breathes. In sum, in everything, my will has its life, and with its power, it forms the act it wants. So, it maintains harmony in all created things and forms in them the different effects, colors, offices which each of them contains. But do you know why? To make myself known to the creature, to go to her, to court her, to love her, with as many different acts of my will for as many things as I created for her. My love was not satisfied with placing in the depth of her soul my will as heartbeat of life, but wanted to place my will in all created things, so that, also on the outside, my will might never leave her, and so that the creature with reason might be preserved and grow in the sanctity of my own will, and all created things might be an incitement, an example, a voice and a continuous call to her, to make her always run in the fulfillment of my will, the only purpose for which she was created. But the creature becomes deaf to the so many voices of creation, blind to the sight of so many examples. And if she opens her eyes, she fixes them on her own will. What sorrow! Therefore, I recommend that you never go out of my will, if you do not want to multiply my sorrow, and lose the purpose for which you were created.